Isn't that really cool?
Yeah.
The funny shapes, so
yeah. Yeah, doesn't have like that small wood.
Who were they talking to about Boggle yesterday? The difference between Boggle and Scrabble is by Scrabble you're making the words, and by Boggle Hashem's making the words. Oh, someone said to me that Scrabble gives you much more leeway at what's called a word than Boggle does. The official, like, Scrabble gives you a lot of, like, you have a Scrabble dictionary, something like that. They give you much more allowances for what's a word. So I tiny, it makes sense, because by Scrabble, you're forming the word b'kavona. So that gives it, when you're miskaven to make a word, so that gives it a Shem word more. By Boggle, it's, you're not making the word, it's happening by itself. So it has to be more of a word in and of itself. That's why it makes sense. It was Nagei Nedarim, right? Nagei Nedarim, what's a word? Okay, we're in Siman Mem Dalet, and we're learning about benching. That you should leave, yeah. People, when I was a kid, everyone always did it.
Really?
When I was a kid, everyone said Amen when they heard another person saying Harachma. Harachma Bechalin Loved, Amen. Harachma Bechalin, Amen. Now they don't do it anymore. Shun Isa Bemedrish, Kshashamea Echad Mispalal Dover of Mavarach Yisrael. Afilu below Haskoras Hashem Chayav Lanus Amen. You have this by an Ovel. When you say to an Ovel Hamokim Menachem Eschem Shor Velitzim Yerushalayim, so the Ovel is supposed to respond saying Amen. That's this what we're learning now. That whenever someone expresses a bracha or a tefillah, say Amen.
Also,
it has nothing to do with Hashem's name.
Also, with a bracha, people get to their kids, you say
Friday night?
Yeah. Do you say three
amens? Not three, that's for sure, because you're not supposed to treat it like Birchas Kayanim, or else you'd be over a nissa. That's why I sing it. I don't say it. He talked about it one Sunday night. Enkin talked about it one night. There's a tzad that it's also, because you're not supposed to give Birchas Kayanim. So I resolve it by singing. I mean, I never used to do it. I'm only doing it the last 3 years, 4 years. But I resolved that issue by singing it, you know. Yivarechecha Hashem. So that's why I'm singing a song.
I have a kid stand, I'm sick.
What? Oh, right, that would be a way, right. Oh. But three amens for sure not. Who would say amen? You mean your wife would say amen? Or the kid would say Amen. I never saw a kid say Amen. Your kids say Amen?
Should I say Amen if my father benches me Friday night?
That's what we're talking about. But not three times, because that would make it look... E-X-C-E-R... To height. To make more. How do you pronounce it?
Exacerbate
the problem. It's a wrong usage. It would exacerbate the problem of Birchas Kayanim if you would say it three times. So only say it once.
By Shalom.
By Shalom, yeah. Well, Chayra, yeah. That's all learning. Most Aveilim don't know to say Amen when the person says Hamokim Menachem Eschem. I don't know if it's a Chiyuv, the Lashon is Chiyuv. It says Chayuv.
I heard with the sneeze we should say amen.
You can say amen to someone saying gesundheit. You should say amen when they're making mishaberach in shul. Right. I think that people do generally. When the gabbai says the mishaberach, they do say amen. Sif ches. So the way sif zayin is an important thing. If someone gives you a bracha, you should be matzliach on today's test.
Amen.
Say amen. That's That's the ramification of the halacha we just learned, that when people say things, why chayav? You should take it seriously. If you didn't bench until the time it takes for the food to digest, you can tell that there's a rule of thumb of 72 minutes, but 72 minutes is not the din, that's just if you can't tell. So we say 72 minutes, but otherwise we say when you start to be hungry again, when you start feeling a little hungry, that means the digestion is finished. And you can't bench after that. Ein lo o takana levarech. So they bring down here like this. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's only if you eat till you're satiated. So the shear equal is when you start being a little hungry again. But let's say you didn't eat your full, the Mishnah Berurah says. So you can't tell if the food's digested or not. You may be a little hungry because you never was totally satiated to begin with. So the Mishnah Berurah says in that case you have to eat another kazayas of bread. There's no weight, so you don't know what to do. Because you can't really tell. Why can't you go with 72 minutes? He doesn't let you can't use 72 minutes either. So there's no eight, but to eat another kazayas bread and bench on that. No, that's. We're talking about a person that ate his full, and now he starts to be hungry again, or he can use the other simonim. But if you didn't eat your full, then you can't. Then. The shiurim are talking about someone that ate their fill, the kids. Not stuffed, but ate enough to be satiated. Yeshomim the shiur equal to shal v'chaymesh, 72 minutes. Umbikomogom besudis gedolos, lefamim yoishvim beno achila lebechaz amazon yoishvim izman zeh. So what's their excuse? So you could say it's Sudas Gadolos. Their excuse is they're not digested in 72 minutes. That happened to me once after Purim. I, Baruch Hashem, fell asleep. And I didn't bench yet. I had not benched yet. I woke up 4 in the morning. Had no problem benching. I was still full. So maybe that's why. Sudas Gadolos, I remember I benched Davin Meirv and Davin Shachris, in that order. The Kobuk of Asudas Gedolos, so he says you can bench even more than 72 minutes because you're eating the whole time. They keep bringing out, you know, fruit and cake and nash, pitzuchim, like you mamshech the meal. But it's mashma, that's the reason, okay? You shouldn't wait till benching. You should bench. The big thing is sometimes my kids, like after the meal, they'll take out like reading material, they'll start to read and this and that. They'll sit with the pitzuchim. So should they bench first? That's not so clear. They could sit there for an hour. Maybe they should bench first. Then they're worried about bracha shein tzricha. They bench first. I make them bench first. But they're going to end up forgetting to bench. They're going to end up falling asleep or forgetting to bench. Just walk off and go to bed. That's what we just learned, really. Bench as soon as possible. You finish the meal, bench. Then you want to eat pitzuchim, so make another bracha. Let's make a bracha anyway on pitzuchim, come to think of it.